Hey, we're back. This is Jonathan Katz, the guy who likes to say, hey, we're back. I don't get it either. Anyone who knows me knows that I love to spend time on the phone, and sometimes I'm even willing to pay for it.
It's June 10th. I am responding to an ad in New York Magazine that says, I will be whoever you want me to be for $4.99 a minute. I wonder if she'd be someone I don't want to be for less.
What do you consider good sex?
Well, I'm a Democrat. I mean, I've always voted Democrat, historically. Although, you know, lately the lines between Democrat and Republican are becoming blurred. But I'd be lying if I told you I was anything but a Democrat.
Would something like wherever you are right now in your office, mm-hmm. if I were to show up there dressed very professionally,
right.
and sneak under your desk.
Well, let me stop you there for 1 second, because I think, regardless of how you're dressed, once you get under the desk, people would start to suspect something. So let's move out of my office. Let me try to create another scenario where at a bar I approach you, and I think
you come over to sit, and you would sit down next to me, and we would start a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
It would be relatively innocuous to begin with.
Hey, if I'm involved, I can promise you it's going to be relatively innocuous.
But if you were in fact I might suggest that we go someplace else after a drink or two.
Right.
And my preference when I'm at the Bristol Lounge and interested in someone is to go to the elevator.
You mean you've done this kind of thing before?
Which leads us up to a room. Put on some music.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe bring a bottle of wine with.
What kind of music do you like to listen to?
I've got very eclectic taste, but I just got the soundtrack. I'm back into a bossa nova thing.
Well, you know, I'm just so skeptical because I don't think I'm easily seduced these days. Yeah, I'm just too distracted. I really can't focus on anything even slightly sensual.
I'm very gifted orally.
Right.
You know what the difference between someone who's gifted orally and someone who's not?
Wait, let me guess. Good aim. Our next stop is a show I did in Boston a few years ago, hosted by Lewis Black.
Couldn't be happier to be here this evening. The comics you're seeing this evening, I asked all of them to work with me tonight. This is like one of the most fun things I get to do all year, is to come up here and perform in front of friends, in front of the most bitter people on the planet. And three of the comics, really, one could say, were Boston comedians, and they're all comics that I am thrilled to know, and I just stood literally off stage last night, laughing my tits off. And it was really fun, and it's great to have an evening like that. And I know you're in for a treat. The first comedian, you know him as the voice of he's the creator and the voice of Dr. Katz from Comedy Central, and. And for those of you who don't know, and so you didn't applaud, because only a Boston audience go, well, I haven't fucking heard of that. There's one DVD out, and the second one is coming, and it is really worth your time. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Katz.
I don't tackle the difficult issues as a comedian the way Lewis does, and I admire that. I wish I had the courage to do that, but every once in a while I will read something in the news that just gets me nuts. I read about this guy, a farmer. Please give me the strength not to... A farmer upstate New York. You know who I'm talking about? This guy could not cut it in agriculture. He went into telephone sex. And he did it, this is going to sound cruel, by cutting off the lips of his sheep, the lips of his cows, puts a speakerphone in the barn, people would call up to hear, ooh, ah, ooh, ah. You see, because without lips,
mm-hmm. That's my only phone sex joke. One is enough.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
My name's Jonathan. What's yours?
My name's Kat.
Get out of here.
Yeah? Why?
No, it's such an unusual name.
You think?
Well, for a person.
Well, I don't know. So what do you look like?
Jeez, I haven't even thought about that.
Like, how tall are you?
You're asking all the right questions. I'm about 5'7" in flats. And, you know, I'm in my early 50s, but I look 49.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad. I love older men.
Well, I'm getting older.
Well, you're probably still good-looking, too.
I wouldn't go that far. Hey, Kat, you seem like a nice young lady. Are you you working your way through school, or is this...
Just a part-time job.
Part-time job.
Yeah, I like it, though. It's fun.
Yeah.
What do you do?
I am I'm a writer.
Oh, really? Do you write books or poetry? What do you write?
Well, I write mostly short stories, but I'll tell you, the thing that turns me on lately are dirty limericks.
Really?
Yeah. You know, they used to have them in Playboy years ago.
Yeah.
And I guess when I was a teenager, I used to see those and sort of never got over them.
Yeah. Huh. They don't do that no more in Playboy?
Nope.
How come? I mean, why'd they? If it's a dirty book, why would they take out dirty lyrics? You know what I mean?
No, they're limericks, you know, like... a Randy Young lassie from Dallas. You know, that kind of, they're poems with dirty rhymes in them.
Oh, okay.
You don't do any of those, do you?
Like poems that are nasty and...
Yeah, I mean, if I got you started, for instance, if I said, a horny young housewife from Banff. That's a place in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
A horny young housewife from Banff.
I don't know if I could do that. Let me think.
Well, let me try something easier. A lovely young co-ed from Dallas. But you get the idea. You get the rhythm of it.
Yeah, I know the rhythm. It's like I'm terrible in poems, though.
Yeah. I hate to be real that specific. You know, I don't want to limit what you do. Mm-hmm. But that is the kind of thing that turns me on.
Really? Let's see. How would you want to start it?
Well, how about a happy-go-lucky young lady came home from a date with Greg Brady. He asked her to join him, and that's where you would come in.
This
is not easy.
It is not easy.
No.
If I were to bring in, see, I have this book at home, and it's a poem.
Yeah.
My ex-boyfriend wrote me a long time ago, and it's about a girl getting stopped by a cop. You know,
yeah.
Bring it in next time.
You really should. Is there some way to get back to you if
I
call back?
All you have to do is ask for Kat.
K-A-T.
I'm going to bring some poems to these.
And I would even be willing to back off from the whole limerick thing if it was a, you know what free verse is?
Yeah.
There's no rhyming.
He used to write me tons of
yeah.
Poems.
I feel like if you read me his poetry, though, we're going to have to cut him in on the 99 cents a minute or whatever it is. Today we heard the voices of two phone sex operators, music by Billy Novick and Guy Van Duser, Mike Shapiro, The Coasters. And we also heard the voice of Lewis Black. I'm Jonathan Katz. You've been listening to Hey, We're Back on WKATZ. Thank you so much for listening. Today's episode was produced by Rob Lynch.